Welcome to the Cook Library Board of Trustees meeting, October 13th. Can I have a roll call?
Yes. Schumacher is absent. Hedman?
Here.
Pesola?
Here.
Milczewski?
Here.
Gatz?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Mix?
Here.
And Bird?
Here.
Recognition of our visitors. We have friends of the library, and we also have our manager from the Director of Adult Services, Kurt. Presentations, no. Approval of minutes. We had one meeting last month, which was our board. That we approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Hedman?
Yes.
Pesola?
Yes.
Milczewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
And Bird?
Yes.
And we don't have any amendments to agenda. I forgot that topic. And correspondence. Did she have any correspondence for us? Any correspondence? No correspondence. No public comment. We will move on to our Friends of the Library report.
Okay, we spent a bit of time this month talking about money. The revenues for the end of August, because the used book sale was the last day of August, so monies weren't deposited till after Labor Day. So the revenues for August, the end of August through September, which was also our membership drive, were $11,074.18. So our treasurer's report listed a balance of $35,158.26. About $16,500 of that is already encumbered by our budget for this year, but that leaves us a balance of $18,152.87, which is available for other expenses and as a foundation for next year's budget as well.
That's good.
We still have other fundraising things going on for the rest of the year, so we're in fairly good shape, I
think. Yes, you are.
Just to let you know, the Friends of the Library merchandise thing is still going on.
Oh, good.
It's ongoing. You can still click at Dope Pepper. They advised us to focus on having a, 2.5-3 week sale, mm-hmm. but you can still get it. And then we'll look again in the spring at possibly other colors,
okay.
and maybe other designs.
Okay.
Our new website is up and running, and changes continue to be made as we tweak the look and update information constantly. We hosted another restaurant fundraiser today, this time at Masiano's, and they are giving us 20% of all sales for the day. You didn't have to mention the library or anything. It's just 20%.
That's good.
That's what they said. let's see, where was I? And we have a commitment to go to the to attend the Halloween trivia night. So six Friends members have joined the team, and we are going to supply treats for all the participants that evening. We also voted to purchase a free will donation box to be available only at adult events that are sponsored by the Friends.
Okay.
Mike indicated that some people in attendance at those events have asked how to make donations to support the library.
That's good.
So we'll have that out just at adult
events.
Nothing with children.
Sure. Okay.
So and also we're going to make it very clear that this is free will.
Yes.
That you don't have to pay to come to any of the events sponsored here.
Sure.
And then we had a discussion about mini golf, the fundraiser. You remember that we voted way last spring to discontinue it just for this year, to put a hold on it for this year, because we couldn't find a chairperson to do it, to handle it. But a lot of our members continue to feel that we should be handling it, that we should hold it and sponsor the event. Others feel that we can only do this if we find somebody to volunteer to chair it.
Sure.
A possible chairperson has been identified.
Okay.
But we want to make sure that that person has a total understanding of what the commitment is.
Oh, yes.
And get other volunteers to help.
Yes.
So we kind of said, well, let's give that person a month to take a look at all the things that we have compiled over the years about how to run this and see if they can get enough volunteers. I mean, we have friends that are willing to volunteer, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
It's just that we don't have a friend who's willing to chair it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'll look at it again at the November meeting. And make sure that that person is comfortable with everything that's required. And our requirement is that the person needs to be a member of the Friends.
Yes.
If they are soliciting donations in our name, then they need to be a member.
Sure.
So that's where that stands.
Okay.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's good. Great.
Okay. I went to Marciano's, got my pizza, and they were really crowded.
So it's a good sign for the day.
Yes. Oh,
the dining room. Great. Right. Right. On a Friday night when I get pizza, there's nobody there.
There's nobody there, yeah.
And there were people waiting for pizzas.
Yeah. Okay, so
whether
that's good.
Whether it's for us or not. I mean, well, because of that, but we don't care. We're going to get some money.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said, because it was pretty crowded at lunch, and they were a little, like, short-staffed. I don't think they anticipated this, so we're like, well, let this be a lesson to you. Call in extra staff if you've got a job at the library.
Well, that's good. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Their phones were ringing like crazy. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was also Columbus Day, and a lot of kids
were out of school.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that could have added to it, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
We don't have a staff comment, and so we'll get the report of the treasurer.
Okay. So just a couple things real quick to look at, in case you want to do any questioning. So on page 14 for Shelley's credit card charge, you'll notice she has a really large charge of $20,374 and change.
Yes.
That is for the meeting room chairs. $15,000 is from the memorial and gifts fund, and $5 is from the Friends of the Library.
Okay.
So, and then Shelley wanted just to point out that there was a lot of mileage. There's $176.40 because 5 people drove to the pub day.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is what it is, like.
Yeah. It's great that everybody was able to go.
Yeah.
That's good.
Prairie Cat, their quarterly participation fees on page 21 is $5,000. Well, we're $6,000. And then also on that page, we had a repair to the handicap door at the main entrance, $2,000. And another sizable one was we had our light replacement.
So LED.
Yes. Was there for $28,000.
Yes.
Okay. That was the remainder of the balance.
Okay.
That was a big month.
That was a big month. So with that in mind, if there's any comments or questions on that, I will make a motion to approve the bill list as presented. Total bills in the amount of $72,297.76. Total payroll in the amount of $45,666.77. For total disbursements of
$117,964.53. Second. Roll call.
Yes. Pasola?
Yes.
Milchewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
Okay. Report of our library director coming from Mr. Curtis.
All right. Shelley asked me to talk about a few of the things on here, starting on page 31 of the packet. She wanted to point out she put somewhere in front of all of you a little QR code that will direct you to the new Prairie Cat mobile app. It is remarkably different from the previous app. It is so much more user-friendly. I'm sure some of our older patients struggle with the transition to something new, but I don't think it'll be a long one. When we started the previous app, there was a lot of a learning curve.
Right.
But this one is very intuitive, and I think a lot of people will be very, very pleased. Some of the really cool features that they've added is the ability to scan any book barcode. If you're like in a friend's house and they have a book, or you're in a bookstore, or at the used book sale, you scan a book and you can see if it's available anywhere in our library consortium and put it on hold right then and there. So that's kind of cool. The ebooks and audiobooks are integrated right into that instead of being separate apps like Livian Boundless currently are.
Right.
So that makes it streamlined and
that's
a lot
good.
Easier. It allows us to link directly out to our social media. So far we have a link to our Facebook and Instagram, not TikTok and Spotify yet. We're still working on that. Also all of our newsletters, our calendars, and all the online resources. So it was a lot more adaptable and flexible than the previous app was, where we were kind of stuck into their model. So she encourages you all to scan the QR code and play with that and check it out.
So we ask you for a, I'm sorry, for a PIN.
It should be the last four digits of your library card number.
Okay, good. So you don't need Livian anymore?
I wouldn't delete it yet.
Okay.
But, yeah. The idea is you shouldn't need a separate Libby app, or maybe it directs things right into your Libby app for you or something.
Okay.
How the technology works, next month I'll have Madison sit in this chair.
Yeah. We just know it's all inclusive.
Yeah. I was playing with it quite a bit today just to kind of get used to it. And I was nervous because I figured out the old one.
But now you have to do a new one.
Can't use it at all.
I think it works for a while. I think at the end of the month it'll stop updating the calendar and you'll just be stuck on seeing October for all of eternity. She also wanted me to mention Pug Day. There's a nice picture of the staff.
Nice.
I will point out that somebody's in mid-sneeze in that picture. That was a fantastic event. It was really cool, just as a team-building thing. One of the weird things about working here at the library is there's so many part-time staff that you don't see everybody, and not everybody that works here really knows everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So as a full-time staff member, I know everybody that works here, but then forget that, you've only worked with this person once in the 4 years you've been here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool to spend the time in the car and spend the time at the event. There were 5 or 6 different classrooms, so every session you get to choose from different topics, and I think as a staff we probably attended just about everything.
That's good.
It was very, very,
very good.
Very, very interesting. There was a lot of focus on mental health type stuff this year, too, so that was kind of always in the forefront, and especially with a lot of the people that have some troubles that we have coming in here at the library every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably about it that you need to know about that. She did ask me to mention that we closed early, as you know, on the day of the homecoming parade.
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 kids in the marching band, so I didn't leave. I just stayed here and walked outside for the parade. And I had the Cubs game on my phone while they marched around. And then by the time my kids got back to the front, the parade still wasn't over.
Oh.
So my kids were in the band, which was like, police car, fire truck, ambulance, city maintenance vehicle, marching band.
Yes.
And then there was a gazillion floats. So the floats were still coming out when the marching band got back to the front at about 20 after 6.
Okay.
So the parade wasn't over. So she wanted me to point out that closing probably was the right choice.
Yes.
There's no way anybody could get down Game Farm Road.
Yeah.
I feel bad for anybody that lives in one of these neighborhoods.
Yes.
The police had a block off on both ends.
Sure.
Okay.
There was no way. I mean, last year we did have a program on the homecoming parade day because we just didn't anticipate because the parade route was different the year prior. But with the current parade route, there's no way we could ever do that. So just something to think about for next year as they make their football and parade festivities schedules. And then the last thing she started for me to talk about, unless I'm missing something, but if I missed it, we all get to go home earlier, is just a little update on the Eagle Scout Mini Food Pantry project.
Yes.
Jason probably knows as much about that as I do. The scout in question, his name is Sean, wonderful kid, wonderful family. He is also in the marching band. The marching band is, you know, they have a ridiculous amount of time that they dedicate. They're there. I saw Sean's family at the event on Saturday, and the boys got dropped off at 9 in the morning and didn't get picked up here at the high school until almost 11 p.m. So some of these events are long. So I spoke to Sean and his dad over the weekend, and they are full steam ahead, ready to go. They're just waiting for him to finish marching band, which I believe there's two more weeks in their season, and then let him catch his breath. So I kind of anticipate, he's being a little overambitious, but I'm kind of anticipating maybe January, February, that project will be complete. So, and then we have new chairs coming in 2 days. So, you know, say goodbye to this lovely green chair that doesn't slide very well. Maybe take one or two home with you.
Thank you, Kurt. Thank you, Mike.
I am done being the director.
Okay. Thank you for the update.
Anybody ever think Shelly's quitting and I'm on her job?
Oh, God.
Look somewhere else, please.
Okay. So we don't have any city liaison, and no standing committees have met. No unfinished business. And so we have our first new business is to approve the holiday closing and board meeting dates. And that is on page 35. No, not 35.
44.
Sorry, that was programs. Page 44. May 43. No, yeah, 43.
44.
It's mine says 43.
It's 43 and 44.
Okay, 43 and 44. So these are the dates that we have. And these are our standard dates for our meetings, which is the second Tuesday of each month. I mean, Monday of each month, and then these are our holidays. The holidays. And these are our standard holidays. So I make a motion that we approve the proposed holiday closings and board meeting dates. Roll call?
Yes. Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Bisola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
Okay. Second item is our tax levy discussion and approval. And I'm going to have our treasurer, Ms. Milshewski, talk about that.
Okay. Please. In a nutshell, there are three options. One.
What page are we looking at?
I don't think Shelly gave
it. Here it is, right here. It's on page 47.
I'm going to look at that. I got an email from Rob.
Page 47, 48, and 49.
And Rob sent Shelly and I email. So based on the information you received from the county, we estimated that the library can levy an additional $60,792 of property taxes under PTEL, which includes new construction increment of $29,844. And so this would increase and there's an inflationary increment of $30,948. So this would give us a levy, would increase the levy, library levy from $1,067,182, which is currently being collected, to $1,127,974. And this is would give residents possibly a $4 increase on their tax bill. So then we have another scenario where we only
Which one was that?
Exhibit B.
Exhibit B.
He has a lot of paper. You put Exhibit B first. Then Exhibit C is where the library only levies for new construction. So we, in that one, the increment of the $30,948 loss, we would get that.
And then
Exhibit A is kind of what we always do. It shows the scenario where the library levies the maximal allowable by law, which is $1,538,123. If we levy this amount, it would be reduced by the county once PTEL was applied to amounts similar to the one presented in Exhibit B.
Okay.
So what we've done in the past is that we have...
Levy for the...
We have in the past gone with Exhibit A, right. And we have levy for the maximum
allowable. Yes.
And I suggest we would do that.
So you're making a motion?
So I make a motion to apply Exhibit A, which where the library would levy the maximum allowable amount by law.
Second. Roll call?
Yes. Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher? Oh, I'm sorry, she's not here. Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Garcia?
Yes. Okay, so we don't have any other business to discuss tonight. We don't have any executive session. So I make a motion that we adjourn our meeting.
Second.